Todd and Logan are friends who met on the internet. And Logan and Tyler are also friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Tyler and Bart are buddies too. And now it's the three of them and you.
Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters.
More than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. Welcome to BLT Lunch Break. This is 31. So 31. All the rest have 31. That's what they say, right?
I think so.
All the best. That's what should be. Yeah. All the best have
all
31.
All the best have 31.
We don't, but 32 is... I'm turning 32 in November. That's scary. So that's why what? I'll just be 31. I'm an old guy.
Dude, what you ought to do is you ought to just tell people you're like 52. And then people look at you and they're like, man, you look great.
See,
I moisturize. Thank you.
My dad is in his 60s and they say that about him a lot of times. Like, you guys look like brothers. I was like, that's not good for me, man.
That's what happens.
If you have twins, that's what happens. It just, your world goes crazy.
Look.
And you start getting
gray
real quick.
No offense to your dad, Logan.
Yeah.
You do not look like... maybe, you know, distant brothers.
We're 30 years apart. We come from a big family, so it's 30 years separated us. But, you know, it's okay. His parents are in there. You know, nice. Bart, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, no. I need to pump your audio. You're coming in a little low. So y'all talk amongst yourself.
Bart?
Yeah, I'm coming in low. Man, I'm used to coming in hot. I don't understand.
Well. Sorry about that. Now we're all fixed now. You're still a little low, but it's okay.
Bart, I am dying to hear about your Comic-Con experience.
Yes. Wizard us.
I mean, there's not... I'll be honest with you. It didn't start off great, but it ended on a really high note. So, you know, as a distinguished member of the press now, I was kind of hoping for... I mean, I wasn't expecting like fanfare and a red carpet, but maybe, you know, just some recognition or acknowledgement. But
a free cup of coffee.
So they said be there at 9:30 to register. So I got to the registration. There's a whole line of registration booths. Well, first of all, I got there and asked somebody where the press registration was, and they had no idea. So that was a good start. So I found a whole row of registration booths for all the paying customers, and every booth had someone waiting at it to help, and nobody in line. The last one was for the press, had a whole line, and nobody waiting to help anybody. So I stood there for about 15 minutes behind a feller that at 9:30 in the morning already smelled like he was carrying a tray of fresh hot onion bagels. And that was pleasant. And finally somebody showed up, and then they couldn't find me in the system for a while, and then they finally did, thank goodness. So, and all this time, I had drunk a 24-ounce cup of coffee on the way there. So I'm dancing on one leg, and the only men's room on the floor is out of order. So my intro to Comic-Con was a little rough, but...
Well, it sounds great.
But it was fine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I'm going to Wizard World next weekend now. This makes me thrilled. At least I'm not a distinguished member of the press. I'm just going as a person who bought a ticket, so they'll treat me better.
It almost became Wizzing World, ba-dum-bump. But finally got... Oh, and... So I got my wristband. I searched all over for a bathroom, couldn't find one. They were all past the ropes that we weren't allowed to go in yet and all in the halls. So I had my eye on one, so I was waiting right by the opening, by the door, so I could run right to the bathroom. And because a bunch of people were waiting there too, I was like, okay, this is fine. Well, it didn't occur to me that in another room on the other side of the building, there was a huge line of people. That's where they were corralling everyone. But I didn't know that at the time, so... When they opened up the gates and people started going in, some guy wearing a suit that was way too small, and not ironically, and fluorescent green tennis shoes, and a haircut he'd given himself clearly, and big pork chop sideburns, came right over and
sorry, dude.
Literally starts.
Yeah, hopefully you're not a listener.
Yeah, hopefully you're not a fan of BLT Lunch Break.
Listen. It's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease here, folks. The guy gets in our face and starts, he's in my face screaming at the crowd. I mean, literally screaming. You guys are supposed to be in line. You're going to wait here till everybody else goes in. I'm like, for real though? So, I mean, I didn't want to be a jerk, but I was kind of lifting my arm with my press wristband. Like maybe he'll notice it and that'll mean something, but no, nothing. So after getting screamed at by Francis Buxton, I finally waited till the rest of the people went in. And then I got in and I got to go to the bathroom. And after that, things got progressively better. It was fine. It was actually pretty quiet the first couple
of
hours.
I kind of thought that was going to like end with like, and Gene Simmons was next to me. But no, it just was like, and then we got again.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moral of the story is that Bart is coming to Wizard World.
He gets there too early.
So I went to, I went through all the exhibitors and then I went through the artist alley and that was, I loved that part. I went through the artist alley a couple times just because there's really a lot of good work. And I actually picked up a few cards because there were some pretty amazing illustrators and I may have use for one in the relatively near future. By the way, cheap plug, you can see all this on my vlog, but, especially some of the ones that I really liked. I did finally see Gene.
Yes.
I got an evil eye from Gene because I was recording and not paying.
Oh, yeah, they don't seem to like that.
You couldn't even see the worst of it because when I realized he was literally looking right at me, I dropped my phone and I literally ran.
You didn't want no spells put on you from
slipping like a slippery bar of soap. Mart's trying to catch it.
When Gene Simmons glares at you, I'm telling you, there is some kind of power there that is not of this world. And so I just said, I'm out of here. I got my look. That was good enough. I saw Biff. I saw Thomas Wilson from Back to the Future.
Nice.
Which I'm glad to see he's embracing it because for a long time he wouldn't do these things. He wouldn't appear for that kind of stuff. But he's finally, maybe he finally needed money. I don't know. But he's been showing up a lot lately. So.
He's a good friend of one of the guys who works here at our office. And he definitely did not embrace it for a while. So much so that it would drive him crazy. But I think you're right. Because I always hated with the Back to the Future situations because they built like a documentary out. It's like, Michael J. Fox embraced this. Come on, Tom Wilson. Come on, Biff. Like, you can go sit in. Like, you can take 20 minutes out of your day. Steven Spielberg is there. Robert Zemeckis. Michael J. Fox. Chris Lloyd.
Well, that kind of goes back to, I don't remember which episode we talked about it on, but it was when I mentioned the fact that Harrison Ford, you know, resents Han Solo so much he wanted him dead. And that was his, you know, that was his little clause. He would return and hates Indiana Jones. And then he looks at Johnny Depp, who embraces Jack Sparrow. Right. And he's just bewildered why someone would embrace it. But I watched a video of Tom singing his Back to the Future song, answering all the questions that he gets asked.
The question song.
Yeah. Is Michael J. Fox a nice guy? Yes.
I've never really had interaction with him other than we tried to bring him out to an event and he was like, if it's involving Back to the Future, I'm not interested. But understood. Like, look, people have their thing. Look, last time you kind of teased out one of your old, like 10-year-old songs, and I think we added a few thousand plays to that YouTube video. So I understand. Yeah. I understand that you want to be one standoff a little. You want to promote some of those things. Everyone knows that. It's my ringtone now.
Oh, great.
Which I didn't know people still had ringtones, but I do because I paid $1.50. It's not really.
I'm not going to see a nickel. So
I know it doesn't really matter.
You just want to give me the dollar, man. Maybe.
Yeah. It's a better deal.
Yeah.
It's a better deal. Now, people saw that teaser for your music video. It's pretty cool on Instagram. Now, we did have someone who asked, because I think you've had to answer this question now like 10,000 times. People can't see that. That's not going to be readily released.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of uncertain right now because it's a catch-22.
Makes sense.
You know, I mean, I could release it and, you know, potentially get the views and then go to someone and be like, hey, look, I've got all these views. Right. And then they think, wow, this kid is really something. But at the same time, while I'm doing that, I'm risking someone else who is still signed to a label getting the idea.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The teaser's out there. If you want to see Tim in all of his
he's there.
glowing glory. He's like the perfect bartender. I had a guy who played my best friend, quote unquote, in the video
before we met.
It's true. You definitely would have been the guy, Logan. Logan and Bart. Yeah. I wish you guys could have been there.
The lead. It would have been exactly the same video.
But this guy, he was he walked into the makeup trailer, and Tim was there getting powdered, and the guy who was playing my friend, he looked at Tim and was like, "You're the guy. Like you're that bartender. I know. I mean, you have that look." So Tim, he did a good job.
If things go south, he can be a bartender. So in a swanky Nashville. Where did you shoot that?
At Bar Lines.
Okay, cool.
At the Omni Hotel, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Connected to the Country Music Hall of Fame. It took me a very long time to get that location, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, it's beautiful. They have a good restaurant.
I hope that one day everyone can see it.
I'm sure one day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there'll be an archive release.
Yeah.
You can put it in your will in 100, like, you know, like Mark Twain had a book that came out like 100 years.
Yes.
You can choose to do that.
Eventually.
Like, be like, this song, this
it
video.
It won't be 100 years, folks. <Happier. laughs> Push comes to shove, I'll just throw it out there, you know, see what happens.
But hey, Bart, I want to talk to you about something. Is, we are going, you speak about press. Me and you, we're doing a mandate. We're doing a man trip down to Orlando.
He started to make it weird for a minute. Yes, we are.
I did a reality joke on mandates, and it was like, you know, mancations. But I like the idea. A mandate is a better name because it's like a mandate, yeah. But it's also a mandate. So, but it didn't go anywhere. It's like Park Rangers last time. I'm good at titles.
BLT.
Yeah, exactly. That was my doing. There you go. And just that it worked out that way. Sorry, though. Bart?
Yes. Anyway.
We're going to Florida together. Not together, but we'll be in the same area. Right?
As a couple. A couple of friends.
I mean, sort of, yeah.
We will be there together at some point. We're not flying in together because we live in two different states.
Be very difficult. It would be a lot of please, Southwest points for no reason.
Please get a picture of you guys holding hands. Please, just do it for me.
Well, he's never been to Horror Nights either. So what I'm saying is we're going to Halloween Horror Nights because Scare Zone, my other podcast that's just about Halloween Horror Nights, we were invited as part of the press, like you said, as part of media, which is awesome. And I want to thank everybody there who a lot of them listen to this show too. Thank you. We're going to go down. And Bart, you've never gone. So I said, I have a plus one. I know Tyler's not going to go. And who am I going to call? And I went to Scotty Too Hotty from WWE, who is on Scare Zone with me. He said no. And then I went to you. I mean, he's on the show. I kind of had to. He'll be there just with his kids and stuff. So it happens.
It's like the silence from Bart. He's like, wait a minute. Was your third pick?
No, he was. Well,
no, I knew. I knew I wasn't first.
I told him. I cleared it and said, look, if Scott, like, he's on the show. So that's sort of
don't feel bad. He just wanted me to go because he knew I'd be scared, and he just wanted to laugh at my expense.
If you would go, I would probably pay for it. Now eyeballs just started lighting up.
No,
I can go on a trip for free.
No,
you can't take that one. You can't put that.
I told you, I may actually be down there then. My father's going down there for a couple of days, and I may be down there with him. So if I am, I will let you know.
All right. Yeah. Awesome.
I'll stick to Diagon Alley.
We'll wave to you from our tour.
There's no
someone who has another, you know, plus one. Let us know. They did. They did ask me like, what kind of camera equipment you bring with you? I was like, I'll bring an audio recorder. Everyone else will have. It'll be fully covered with cameras. Like, I'll be the one guy that's just like, I don't care. Like, just let's talk. Let's have a moment. I don't have to see you through a lens.
Really freak people out. Get like an old flip phone.
As a musician, does that bother you? The idea that when people are coming to your concerts, it does me as a fan, and I do it. So I can't like say that I don't do it, but the fact that so many people are looking at you through their phone at you, like they're no, like, does that ever like be like, it's good because they're going to post it online, they're going to share it, it's going to be awesome. But is there ever a moment where you're like, oh, I'd rather you actually like watch me perform than like watch your phone watching me perform?
Yeah, no.
No, it doesn't do anything?
No, not really.
Yeah. We saw Paul McCartney a couple months ago, and he was like, I can tell when you guys play a song that you like, because all of a sudden it's like looking at the solar system, looking back at me from all the phones lighting up. He's like, then I play a new song, and it's like a black hole that I'm staring into.
Yeah.
But
that,
I was just
that
curious.
Makes sense. It's funny because for the longest time, of course, my dad's audience is a little bit older. So, you know, you would see them with the old cameras, you know, and even some Polaroids and... You know, now there's people with iPads, you know, holding up a big
giant
flat screen, you know, and that was the old joke. Like, my cousin's a big tech whiz, and he said, I wish they would put a camera on an iPad. I was like, yeah, but dude, what are they going to do? Like
right.
this, and now they do. You know?
Thanks for ruining it.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't bother me. Honestly, you can't see up there.
Oh,
can't
yeah, that's really, right.
You just the first few rows. And if you get an audience that just stares at you, it's like a mannequin convention.
Yeah. Well, that's terrifying. It's like new, that's like the new Taylor Swift video.
Come on now.
There's that moment. There's a moment where there's a bunch of mannequins staring at her.
I have not seen the video. Everyone's talking about it.
Well, you know, clearly your tastes have changed.
I didn't write the song.
I know.
I didn't write
the
song.
There's nothing wrong with it. I did see the video. I like the video. It's
Thank
a good
you.
Video.
Thank you.
I like her video. It's also a good video. I love videos. That's why I do a podcast.
So is my video actually any good, or do you just like
compared
video?
to Taylor Swift video? No, I'm kidding. That's like a $150 million production.
Bart, I'll have to send it to you. I need your.
Yeah,
need
we have
your
to get
opinion.
Bart.
I can't trust Logan.
No, I need to.
All right.
Right. That's fine. We'll get your opinions on it. Next week. Hey, I did want to say, we got to figure out these rules, too, because we got to talk about this before Bart has to, like, he's going to leave us at some point here. And Bart may be the one who wants to win, is that I was able to acquire another Star-Lord helmet.
Oh yes.
This is like the rules. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we're kind of coming up with this on the fly. We got to figure out how this works. We've kind of discussed it by the way, there's a BLT Lunch Break Facebook group that was started due to demand. Now there's like 200 people in it, and it's crazy. I love it. It's just people posting random stuff related, sorted to the show, and it's a blast. And then there's also some really just great people. I know, one of our listeners out there is stuck in the flood situation, obviously, in Texas. His kid is in the NICU, which my daughters went through as well, which was it's a rough experience, even if there's not an extra situation hold. So obviously, our thoughts are to him. He wanted us to make sure we made him laugh. So I don't want to bring him too down here today. But we're saying that all the BLT nation is with you. I'm sure the Kiss Army is with you as well. Right, Bart?
You know, that's right. This is Gene Simmons from Kiss, greatest rock and roll band in the world. I will be sending a fleet of Kiss boats to Houston to pick people up for a nominal fee.
Okay, we're going too far.
Now,
like, I didn't mean to cut off, but there's a certain point where, like, we start getting hate mail.
No, they love it. They love it. They want the rant. They just want a podcast of
Gene Simmons.
Bart's interpretation of Gene Simmons.
Back on target here.
No.
Okay.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing the Star-Lord mask?
No.
We're getting the Star-Lord mask.
This past Sunday, I was at a Comic-Con signing autographs.
Oh,
some
boy.
Jerk.
Oh, wow. I love being on the show.
That's it's getting better and better. If you're
an iPhone, was recording me.
Someone asked about your goofy voice. How's it going?
You know, I listened to he's Bill
Farmer.
Bill Farmer, thank you very much. I don't know why I was losing that. I listened to some stuff of his last week, and was it's so his voice is so iconic now with Goofy. But I'm working on it.
Yeah, he just kind of sounds like Goofy. Too.
Yeah, no.
Like when you talk to him, he's like, it's just like a tinge up.
But someone told me recently, they said, Goofy's going to be easy for you because he's Southern. And I said, wait, what? I never even noticed.
What?
Goofy is Southern.
Well, that's what I'm asking. You didn't notice that?
No.
Really?
I guess it's just because it's...
You're like, he just sounds like me.
He just sounds like my family.
Right.
You know?
Well, there you go.
So, Star-Lord helmet.
Star-Lord helmet. All right, so... you heard that Tyler bought one, and he convinced me to buy one at full retail price. A few days later, we were able to acquire one at a good price. And one night I said, we got to do this, and we got to give this away. I'm not going to tell you how much we paid for it. $8,000. No, it was a good deal. It was actually
a discounted price.
It was a discounded.
We paid $99, it was $97.
The box may be a little damaged, but other than that, everything's intact. I've taken a look at it. If you do get it and you win it, that's right, we're going to give one away. Know that I looked in the box to make sure like all the pieces were there, which...
Logan has touched.
I've worn it. It's actually to my settings right now. No, not really. We all signed it, which kind of ruined it, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
So we will if you want. So here's the deal. So we put on our Facebook group, the BLT group, that we're going to give one away. We weren't really sure how. And then we had to give people at least a couple weeks. But my wife actually came in and said that she wants it to be some form of hidden talent competition, which now we got to figure out what the rules of that are and how people are going to send it to us, how we will know. So let's
I'm
say,
going to some really bad places in my head.
Keep it PG-13-ish. I feel like if we go PG or G, like we're going to get some fun ones. They're going to be boring. Let's say PG-13 is the highest you can go. You've heard. We're pretty clean on this show, so I don't know if...
Logan's like...
People are shaking their heads at me.
Keep it PG-13-ish. I mean...
Take that as you want. I feel like though, just have fun. Have fun with it. Yeah. So what should we do, Bart? Should we like have them submit videos? We can have them join the Facebook group and post them there, or like post them on YouTube and tweet them at us. What do you think we should do?
That's a good idea. Have them posted on the Facebook page.
All right. So
or they could tweet them, and then you can post them on the Facebook page too.
Yeah. Two options you have.
It'll drive some traffic over there.
Yeah. You join our BLT lunch break, which you're going to want to because, honestly, it's just fun. Join the BLT lunch break. There's, like, people from all over the world in there. Like, I realize, like, oh, yeah, those numbers when it comes up to people in Australia, listen, those are people. Ireland. And now they talk Ireland, yeah. Australia, Chile. We got a lot of people listening to us. I didn't know our comedy worked there, but it does. It's like we're not all American humor here. It works. I'm proud of us. but we're going to give away this. So what you need to do is make a video. Make it a couple minutes long at most. We won't make it too hardcore, but don't send us like a half hour unless it's just the best thing you've ever seen, and then whatever, and you tweet it or
unless
post
you
it
look like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, well,
and then 2 hours long and send it straight to me
at
I promise
underscore Tyler
I will Dane. Judge it carefully.
I'll leave it at that. All right, you could do like I told you, like, when that it's that's yep. All right, I'm just gonna stop there. I'm gonna stop what I was saying.
Bart, are you shaking your head too?
Since we have a listener in Chile, I was wondering, well, it reminded me of a trivia question, actually. Do you guys know, this should have been a question for the Star-Lord helmet, but no, because I get the answer too easy. Do you remember what was being served for lunch the first day when everyone arrived at Jurassic Park in the first Jurassic Park movie? Oh. I've already given you a hint.
In Chile is one of the hints?
Mm-hmm.
It was chili?
I'm assuming it's not chili.
Yeah. Did they eat chilies? Do they have an El Presidente margarita?
It's Chilean sea bass.
Oh.
That was what John Hammond.
You ever looked up what a Chilean sea bass looks like? It's terrifying. I'm serious.
No, but
that's a fake name. They're not supposed to. That's like a name they created.
Recently they were.
They're really called like the wart fish or something.
Endangered list.
What are they called? Chilean sea bass are endangered? They should be. They're disgusting.
Why Logan is looking it up on his phone? You can't show the listeners.
I'll show you. It's a pentagram. They'll post it in the great Facebook group. So join the Facebook. Let's answer this. Okay. It's actually called, by the way, a Pantagonian toothfish. So have fun.
Yeah.
Your Chilean sea bass has teeth. Deal with that before you eat it. So post in the Facebook group. You have to join. We have to accept your invitation, but just join and say you want to be a part of it. We accept you. And you get to be a part of this group. It's very quick.
You as a person.
As a person, as a listener.
With a
talent. The reason you do that, honestly, is because so many like bots and like just you get spammed like crazy if you just open up a group to anybody a lot of times.
Yeah.
So we make sure, okay, this person seems like a logical person to be a listener. And then we'll add you. It takes – I usually do it very quickly unless you do it like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I'll get to it in the morning. But go on there.
He does nothing else, folks.
I just am on that Facebook group all day long. We'll accept you and then post your video in there. You could put a YouTube link. You could upload it directly. I don't care how you do it. You could tweet it at us too, which is at BLT Lunch Break. And let's say what? It's September. No, this is going to be August 31st when this show comes out. 31st on the 31st. It's all the best of 31. There you go. Boom. I tied it all back together. But
with a nice little bow.
Yeah, exactly. We still have like 20 minutes left. So it's
I was fixing to say, I could get off on a tangent. We can talk about Jurassic Park trivia some more.
All right, well, let's wrap up the contest part. It's kind of like the moon pie one. Have fun. We'll be judging you. My wife will be judging you. Everyone will be judging you. That's what our Facebook group is. It's just people judging people.
Oh, we'll be judging you. All right.
Which is why there's certain topics like Wizard Rock that I've been told that to bring up and that I'm not going to because I will geek out too much on it. So tomorrow, though, is the 31st. What should we say? Give them what? 2 weeks? Should we say? We got to give them enough time to get it for Halloween. So 2 weeks from tomorrow would be September 14th. Should we do then? September 14th? How does that sound, guys?
I mean, it's the day before we leave, but it's up to you.
Okay, Buzzkill.
Yeah, you just always have a problem, don't you, Bart?
No, I don't know. It just seems. I mean, if there seems like a short, I think we should give them a little more time.
That's 52 weeks. I mean, they have a phone. They're listening to this.
It's a talent. Listen, I mean, it should be easy.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm the lone non-filmmaker here. I don't know how long it takes. I'm assuming it takes a while.
You vlog, maybe, sir. You make more videos
than I
do. Maybe
you guys can make a movie. I do. Mine's more guerrilla style, though.
Are we asking people to make movies?
Wait a minute. I got
to
say this.
We're asking people to like, do a dance.
The first thing you mentioned in that vlog about the Comic-Con was that the place smelled like urine.
Yeah.
That really grossed me out, man.
And you drank a lot at that Comic-Con, by the way, which I didn't know was a thing.
I do not want to go to a Comic-Con now.
It wasn't like that.
No, it didn't smell like urine. It smelled like B.O.
Oh, B.O. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was thinking about
Wizard
bathroom.
I almost made it the Wizard World because I had to pee so bad. But no, it already smelled like B.O. at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay, so are we saying now are we bumping it back an extra week? Are we saying the 21st? That's a long time to get your video out.
Let's
give
them an extra.
I say either give them a week or
give them a week. Because that'll give it. We'll start.
Give them. Are you saying?
I thought you said saying, 2 weeks.
What are you saying by the the 7th?
No, another week.
So the 21st of September. It feels like a long time for a contest.
Like a long time.
With this show, who knows if we'll be on it in 3 weeks?
You're the auteurs. You decide.
I'm going. I think. I feel like. Okay. How about? Well, we could figure it out and be like, all right, deadlines are here. We'll announce it.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, this is the beauty of this show. We don't come in here.
Ladies
prepping.
And gentlemen, you get us a video by September 14th.
There you go.
By God, we're going to get you a Star-Lord helmet.
Star-Lord helmet for everyone.
One of you.
One of you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I should clarify. One person.
I want a shirt that says that. Just, by God, I'm going to give you a Star-Lord helmet. So we're going to say, we're going to overrule you, Bart. September 14th, okay. Get your video in, and we'll tell you by the next episode.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't want people, sitting there from, freaking out either, because that's too much pressure. Like, one person's like, I'm buying a yarn kit. I'm going to stitch you guys some clothes. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You can do something awesome. But, if you're worrying about that, too far out. I want to give them some time, but not too much time. So let's say September 14th.
Hey, calm down. Breathe.
Trying to. All right. Why do I tell my son? It's from Daniel Tiger. It's like, if you feel so mad that you want to roar, take a deep breath and count to four. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I should have seen the look on his face, folks.
Well, I don't know. I can't breathe through my nose. That's a problem.
Okay.
Bart, how much time you got left for us? Do you have time? Can we talk still?
Yeah, it's only been 26 minutes. I got time.
Hey, Bart, the first episode that we talked, did I ever tell you that you stole my idea?
You told Logan he stole your idea.
Oh, yeah.
Whose idea?
Yeah, so here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting across the table from a guy who, a thief, a guy who took the name Laugh-O-Gram Studios. When I was going to do it, and then somebody did it first.
It's first to, hey, I'll license it to you.
I know.
It says on our website, and licensing available.
And we're friends. Yes. You know, we're friends.
I think I just let you have it.
And me and Bart are friends. But you see, I found out an interesting story. You see, Disneyland has a secret army of cats. And I thought that it would be so great to write a film for Disney or Pixar about the cats that live in Disneyland. And I found out that there's actually a book about this.
One of many
said story. Yeah. Written by the guy who's on the other end of this line. Huh?
Well, sir, let me tell you that it's not too late to make a movie about the cats that live in Disneyland.
You can adapt.
I will happily sell you the film rights.
for a small nominal fee. Right?
For a small fee. Gene Simmons from Kiss here. I'll be representing these negotiations.
Is Bart's got a cat of the castle?
Disney won't bite, we'll call it the Cats of the Kissel. It'll be Kiss Land, and they'll be living under the Kiss Castle.
You know, there was supposed to be a Kiss Island, Islands of Adventure, and it never happened. It's in his book.
Really?
See, that's where it's like, do you believe Gene? Because it's in his book.
No, I didn't know if I believed you, therefore.
All I know is in his book, because I read his autobiography because I'm a Kiss nerd. It says, of course I am, yeah. It's said in there, it's like, yeah, we're in negotiations and it just never happened for an island of Islands of Adventure to be a Kiss section of the park, which it's like in 1999, I could see that being like, because they had their comeback like in 97.
And Rock and Roller Coaster was right around that time. Yeah.
But no, it didn't end up happening, for better or for worse.
Open on my birthday.
I kind of wish.
You know, I could see it working even now. I'm surprised there isn't one.
Yeah, there used to be a Kiss. I think it was a Kiss section if there was a Hard Rock park in Myrtle Beach that lasted like a day and a half. And I never got to go. That's
right. The irony is part of it was built in the parking lot of a theater that me and my dad played in for the better part of a year. We lived in Myrtle Beach with the show was Crook and Chase.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of my childhood. And right when we left, they started construction for the Hard Rock Park. So I never got to even see like...
Wait a minute. Crook and Chase, the old CMT show from back in the
They had
80s, The Guy and the Woman?
Yeah.
The Guy and the Woman.
The Guy and the Woman.
Yes, that's, I'm sure, how they love
Wasn't
to describe
it. Marty Chase or something like that?
Crook and Chase.
Yeah, Laurie Ann Crook and Charlie Chase. They had a.
I used to watch Crook and Chase.
They had a live show that, and it was like their show, but you could go and see it live on stage, and my dad was the reoccurring guest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they had a 1960s Grease themed Broadway musical show during the day, and sometimes at night, and it was
Grease
based
themed. It was Broadway musical, was it Grease?
No, it was based on the life of Laurie Ann Crook's husband, Jim Owens.
Okay, cool.
Who was a music producer in Myrtle Beach in the 60s.
That's actually pretty cool.
And he managed a band called the Villagers, and it was an awesome story. It really should be adapted into a film. Nobody take that idea, Bart.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, have you been in the studio? We make movies. It's what we do.
Heck yeah, man.
Was her husband related to Buck?
What now? Buck Chase?
Was her husband related? No, not Buck Chase. Buck Owens.
Buck
was
Owens.
Her husband related.
You know what?
Buck
I don't know if there is any relation. I know that Jim, he's a big Randy name Owens. In Nashville still.
Yeah. Crook and Chase have had like three or four comebacks too over the last few years. It's like every couple of years they're like, we're back.
Charlie Chase is Father from Carousel of Progress. Now he's not really.
He is.
But he is Father.
He absolutely is.
Like
he kind of is, you're right.
It kills me. His voice, everything. Like it's amazing. If any of you guys listen and you're Disney fans, of course I know we have a few out there.
Just a couple.
You need to
now we have a thing called the Rat Race.
Exactly. Yes, it's dialogue from the Carousel of Progress,
yes,
Logan.
Yes, I'm sorry. I mean, I've been to it multiple times.
I'm involved with this thing called commuting. Have you heard of that one?
There I go. I've blown the whole neighborhood again.
Every time he has company, he has to blow a fuse. And guess who always has to change it? I heard that, young man. I heard that. Sorry.
See, I was worried about like going on a tangent about Wizard Rock, and now I feel way better. Like, I mean, I'm a theme park nerd, but like, I can get you like, if I'm there, I'm like, I know most of these words, and like, I could do that for like the Haunted Mansion, but I can't do that for all Carousel of Progress.
I can do the whole Carousel of Progress. I can do the whole.
Oh, we should do that. We should just let like, and we'll give you like the first word, and we'll do a bonus episode. And it's just you from memory, as close as you can, reciting the Carousel of Progress.
Heck yeah, buddy. I'm Let's down.
Do we'll do it after the show. We'll just click record. We'll do it again.
Oh,
just,
no.
Okay, maybe not. We'll let you prep. Oh, man. Hey, guys, y'all put me off. I'm going to answer this person's question now that I've mentioned it a bunch of times. Do you listen to Wizard Rock? Do you even know what it is? Because this person's asked us like three times and I never get to it, and I feel bad.
Oh, it's Courtney. That's right.
Courtney, yeah. Courtney asked this multiple times, and she knows that I at least went through a phase of my life where I was all about it. All about it's a big word. I have some stories connected to it.
Wizard Rock. Is that the Twisted Sisters from Harry Potter?
It is Harry Potter themed rock and roll ish. I'd say rock and roll is kind of they should call it like wizard folk. It's closer to that. Or like filk. Have you ever heard filk? That's like science fiction. It's hard to say. Science fiction folk music. It's kind of where it started from. You know, there'd be people singing about Star Trek or something like that. And then Wizard Rock came out probably the late 90s, early 2000s, right when kind of the Potter craze hit. The biggest band, the Beatles of the Wizard Rock, is Harry and the Potters. And I've seen them at concert.
Rock on.
Once or twice. In once in a library, I think, and once in a dude's like frat house in MTSU. And that we had to leave. Like me and my buddy Will, who you've heard on this show before and other shows, like we were there and like we realized, like, number one, we're the only people over 21. There were a lot of things not legal happening, and Harry and the Potters were playing, and everyone's like, check out my new Deathly Hallows tattoo. And I'm like, this is the strangest group of people. And then once we accidentally crashed a birthday party. But it was ticketed to see the Whomping Willow and Lauren Fairweather, who was formerly of, what was the band? The Moaning Myrtles.
I think this is where me and Bart need to be in the same room.
Y'all are way bigger Harry Potter fans, I think, than I am. But for some reason, this little subculture, it got to me.
Probably.
Like, I thought it was hysterical and fun. But it was like, we walked in, we paid $5. It was like across the street from my house, like in the neighborhood across the street. And we realized, like, this is this girl's birthday party we just bought a ticket to, because like her family was there. They had happy birthday signs up. And like in the living room, though, were these acoustic playing Harry Potter songs. And we stayed a good hour. And they were like, it's
I feel
okay.
like his description. Hey, check out my new Deathly Hallows tattoo. Sounds like Harry and the Potters.
It's kind of what it was. I get it. No one's made that joke before. It's good.
If you go on the YouTube, you'll find there's an unauthorized, I believe, unauthorized Harry Potter musical, or it might be called Hogwarts the Musical.
That's different. That's Stargate. Right. Okay.
But it's starring Darren Criss from.
My cousin is obsessed with. My cousin like went to see Darren play in he was in Hedwig in L.A. and she went maybe 20 times. Like every night she had tickets and then went to like solo shows. Hardcore fan. I got no problem with him. I like him a lot too. But I mean,
so
it's only so much Hedwig.
I don't think Bart knows this as well as the listeners. I have a friend in the room in the studio with me.
Unnamed.
She does not have a mic.
I offered it. We're not going to say that. I don't want to say like I didn't give her a mic.
She's very vocal. We have touched upon her. She wants to jump in.
Yes. No, but she doesn't. She doesn't. She's just liking when we get on the same wavelength here about Harry Potter music. And see, like, it's just like having a mime. Someone is in the studio just going, it's a lot
He's
of
doing sign language.
She's in the box.
And gentlemen. So yeah.
I was trying to think of what she's told me before the Harry Potter musical, but you mentioned that's what I thought they were going to talk about.
Very Potter musical.
Yeah.
You can't call it Harry Potter.
Oh. Is that what it's called? The one with Darren Criss?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The Very Potter musical. Yeah.
I've not seen the whole. I've seen the stuff they put online, and I've heard it's great. Because they do LeakyCon. They've did that for a while in Orlando, and I almost went a couple years. Ended up not being able to make it. Well, that always sounded like a blast going to the con, then walking over into the Wizarding World. Okay,
it ended up being a convention for the adult diaper, the adult diaper industry.
Mark's gonna have a blast at Horror Nights because that's pretty much half the jokes of every Bill and Ted show. So like, this is what you're getting. All right.
I can't wait.
Should we answer some questions?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Send some comments. All right.
Captain America.
Some of these are coming from our Facebook group. Not that I like them more than our Twitter group, but
it seems you are partial.
I am a little bit. It's like having a group of people that just tell you how great you are.
Don't worry, Twitter. I still love you.
Twitter will go after you with a vengeance, but the Facebook group is like just friends loving each other.
You just like it, man, because they talk about wrestling on that Facebook group. That's when I deviate, man.
Dude, like, you're like the biggest rock super fan ever. We just got to get you back to 90s rock.
DJ. Yeah, Dwayne.
Dwayne. The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this. He was like 8-time WWE champion, including like a year ago.
Elbow, right?
That's right. I told you, Bart and I talked about this. We could easily,
Lefty Frizzell.
You're on the line of getting where I can't get you trained, but you're like close enough to where we could get you a tryout. I know it's not your love, and you kind of have to love it because it hurts real bad.
Yeah.
From what I've been told.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, come on.
You can't fake gravity, as I was told.
No.
All right. So let's take some of these questions or comments here. Harry and the Potters, we covered it. Good. So go look at them up. They have a live album live at the New York Public Library. I love it. I think it's a terrific album. So go listen to that one. You're going to judge me. And there's an 8-minute intro about Ghostbusters 2 connected to Jenny Weasley. And it's my favorite part.
It made me feel like I told y'all Mickey Mouse ain't real.
Hey, That's why we got to edit this part out of it. You can't say that. That's right. We're getting a lot of...
I didn't say it.
This is a mime. This is the weirdest thing ever in the studio. All right. So some people asked us to talk about the Justice League trailer. It was like 2 months old. I don't know. Did you like it?
I was impressed.
Yeah, I thought it looked fun.
Yes.
It looks fun. Yeah, got no problems with it.
I mean, I'm daring to be excited for the movie, although I'm sure I'll be let down in the end.
This is Bart's buzzkill episode. Not to say, I do feel
you
that way about
what?
Most of the DC
I'm
movies.
Happy.
Yes.
They definitely aren't.
I think I'm going to dig Aquaman.
Yeah, I think that'll be the sleeper. That's the Iron Man of the DC universe that you don't expect, or even the Guardians. Like, no one knew, and they just popped.
I saw him walking in slow motion with that wave behind him, and he was drinking that bottle of vodka. I was like... That's my bro right there.
All right, I'm trying to find some of these good ones here. All right, hey, so since it's getting close
to
Halloween time.
I preferred Vincent Chase as Aquaman.
What'd you say, Bart?
I said I preferred Vincent Chase as Aquaman.
Oh, yes, from Entourage. You watch Ballers? Mm-hmm. You watch Ballers,
no.
Tyler? Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, and everybody says it's great.
It's Entourage with sports. It's great. I love it.
Everybody says it's great.
All right, Lauren says, since it's close to Halloween time, what would you each consider to be the best and worst candies to get while trick-or-treating? Now, I haven't trick-or-treated... in a good 18 years, but, and even towards the end, it was a little old. But what do you think? What's your number one Halloween candy? It's already out in the store.
Look, I love my sister.
Okay. That's a good way to start this.
I really do. Her and her family, they're, and I commend them. I do. I want that to be known. I commend them. They're all vegan. And she gives away an assortment of wonderful candies that are quite horrible.
She's not listening. It's okay.
And tasteless. So anything from my sister's house is just probably not good.
Don't go to Tyler's sister's house. Yeah. All right. What a favorite.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it, Bart.
Think about it, Bart. What do you got?
I'll tell you. Well, my favorite is, I mean, I'm always a fan of a Reese's peanut butter cup, but at Halloween when they come in the shape of pumpkins.
Pumpkin. Reese's
and they
pumpkin.
Have just
number
a
one.
Little more peanut butter. Number one right
number
there.
Number one. I have to agree.
They get the perfect amount.
I agree.
Because I'll tell you something. A regular Reese's peanut butter cup doesn't have enough peanut butter. The double, those king cups they have is too much peanut butter.
Welcome to the podcast,
the
ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Peanut butter talk.
You didn't know I had a whole.
This is why we're in the food category.
You didn't know I had a whole. I have a dissertation on this.
Yeah.
The pumpkins, the Christmas trees, and the Easter eggs are perfect. So that's my number one is the pumpkin, peanut butter pumpkin.
There is no
the worst
to this
Halloween
podcast.
Candy.
You know that, right?
That's sort of the point. Well,
that's the point, yeah.
I'm kind of got offended when they started going beyond the, like, when those candies start releasing other themed years, because it's like you're just repackaging the same thing. Like, I can get, like, I feel like the mini,
Halloween Cadbury egg.
Yeah, exactly. Get the Cadbury mini eggs. If I can get them at Christmas now, and it's like, what? Like, no, like, it's just one time a year. It should be special. I need this to narrow down. But no, I gotta agree with Bart. I'm a peanut butter fan in general, so I go with Reese's peanut butter. I like the mini cups, but yeah, definitely the pumpkin ones. Worst one, not a fan
worst
of the orange
one
peanut.
Question.
The big orange peanut thing?
The orange.
My mom loves those.
Like the
circus peanuts?
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't think if you're under 60.
You get those at Halloween, though?
Is that when you get them?
Yeah,
I feel like that's when you get them.
I think so.
And they're orange, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I thought so.
The worst, those aren't as bad. The worst candy, and I don't understand, there's a whole global conspiracy of people that have been brainwashed.
Peeps.
Candy corn is horrible.
Candy corn, yeah.
Candy corn is horrible. Why does that? The only thing candy corn is good for is
I won't choose it.
You stick it on your teeth and you make fangs, but then you spit it out. You don't eat it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be like, you know what I want tonight? A bag of candy corn.
I mean, I can't say that hasn't crossed my mind before.
Oh, come on now.
and your friend brought up the ones that taste the same but are shaped like pumpkins, and for some reason are a little bit better. They are better.
I actually agree with that statement.
Yeah, like, I don't know why. Like, those are okay. But the other ones do taste like, have you ever had, like, the wax bottle, like, Coke candy thing? It's like eating that.
Yep.
So yep. I definitely, as a kid, was like, no candy corn. Now, I'm, like, kind of agnostic to the candy corn. Like, I could give or take it. Like,
I wish you had a bag right now. You just pull it out from underneath the table. Start.
I mean, Halloween, I will definitely have some candy corn at the house. It will happen. Oh, man. Here's a question that came in. She said, are you going to give your favorite? What's your favorite? Did you have a favorite?
I don't. I was trying to think of like seasonal. Yeah, I'm not. And I was trying to think of like seasonal candies, but I can't really think of one that I love. I would just have to go with like traditional Twix or, yeah, Probably Twix, or but I mean Sour Patch is my favorite thing ever.
Well, there you go. We found the answer.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's a question related. God, there's a lot of Halloween questions. This person said, "What horror scary movie do you refuse to watch? Do you watch any?"
Nope.
Bart, anything you refuse to watch?
I do. The one. I mean,
Human Centipede.
I saw that, the first one. I'm not interested in watching the sequels. It's not that I refuse to. They're just
the first time.
I'm sure they're terrible. Really, what more do we need to say? Have you seen one person's mouth somewhere?
Okay. Clean.
Yeah. Hey.
I get one mark explicit on the shows, brother.
Hey.
So, this isn't your steal. He's not.
Wait a minute, though. Wait. Is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, is that considered a horror movie?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, it's terrifying, but I don't think it is. It was the scariest movie as a kid.
Don't take me so seriously, man. Come on. He's like, I don't think so.
Like, is the Wizard of Oz?
No, but I did. It did give me nightmares. The tunnel
right.
with the boat.
See?
I mean,
there
I think
is
that,
no way.
I think you're
what is it?
Something.
No possible way of knowing? Yeah.
I'll
tell you, there is a horror movie. There is one that I watched, or I didn't watch. I've seen the trailers and some clips for it, and it was rather controversial about, I think it was like 2 years ago, called The Green Inferno. And that is one I probably would refuse to watch. Because it's an Eli Roth movie who did the Hostel movies, which are already kind of questionable.
He did the Horror
Nights commercial. They're mostly just gross. Eli Roth did?
Yeah, it's awesome. You got to take a look at it.
Oh, I thought it was the Jason Blum. Okay, and then this one is about cannibalism somewhere, I think in South America. Yeah. It just, I saw, just what I saw in the clips, I was like, and I didn't even see anything that gory. I was like, nope, never going to watch that. No, thank you.
I will tell you that I was doing research for a film about lost civilizations and everything. Everybody in here is like, where's he going with this?
Yeah.
And I did not know what I was about to watch. And I saw a clip from The Green Inferno. And it was disturbing.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That's my thing. I like a good campy horror movie. Like, if you give me a Scream or you give me, like, a Friday the 13th or Halloween, like, I'm not going to, like, probably actively seek it out, but I'll enjoy it. Jaws, if you include Jaws, Jaws is my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies. I'll give you that. That's a great movie.
I was thinking to say, what about Ghostbusters, man?
That's sort of like on the line. I mean, that's a comedy. It's a comedy, a horror comedy. Ghostbusters, favorite movie ever. Yep. So, I mean, that's different.
Right. That's what you
have. Ghostbusters, the last one, that's a horror movie. But when it comes,
that's what I should have said.
Yeah. But when it comes down to it, like for horror movies, the only ones I like specifically not watch, like I'll watch a movie. Like I want to go see It. I'll be honest. I want to see it. It looks fun. I don't really see, even though I don't typically do, because I don't really like things with kids. And I don't typically like things that deal, like The Hills Have Eyes, the newer ones. Like when I started watching that, I was like, this, there's a certain point where it just gets too gory or too, I don't know the word, perverted. In mentally, where I'm like, I can't sit through this. And then some faith stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, I've seen The Exorcist. Now, I actually like The Exorcist from a point of view of the guy who wrote it was a hardcore Catholic who wrote it almost like as a warning film or a book. And I thought that was an interesting like point of view. Like, okay, I can appreciate it from that and not as a horror movie, but as a examination of faith. But if it starts getting too far into just being like completely sacrilegious, like, yeah, okay, I'm not that interested.
Commentary interruption for my mime friend who is in the studio with us. When she was so excited about the Potter stuff, now she has gone completely still and quiet. She does not like horror movies.
That's fine. I understand. I don't
know.
No, really
I'm just letting, I'm letting the listeners know. Everybody's really going to be curious who this person is.
Yeah. Well, you can if you dig a little bit. You can figure it out.
Yeah, probably.
If you go to Instagram, you find something. I mean, most likely have a feeling
yeah,
we're going to put two and two together here. But yeah, in general, yeah, so that's kind of it for me. So if it deals with kids or deals with faith.
I like suspense stuff, yeah. Like suspense thriller movies.
And
I like
Hitchcock
that.
Movies.
Hitchcock, stuff
yeah,
like that. That's good stuff. That's as far as I go.
That's the best. So yeah. I'm totally
See, I don't consider... I don't consider Jaws horror. I consider it suspense, like action suspense. I wouldn't call it horror. Even though it's about a big animal, it's not even, I wouldn't even call Jaws a monster. So, you know.
One person just requested more Ray Romano on the show.
I don't even think I could do it anymore.
I know. I think you've lost the touch.
Robert.
Gene Simmons has taken over. I mean,
too much Gene Simmons. I got to work on my, hey, Ray Romano. Hey, Robert. Tell Ma I'm a favorite. How's that? Is that something? Is that a little Ray?
That was pretty good. I'll have to hear it once we get like the full-on version of it. Oh, man, I'm trying to go through. There's a lot of very similar questions, I feel like, this week. So I don't know if there's a
find
ton.
Find a quick one because
you got to go.
I got to wrap.
So. Let's just.
I mean, you guys can keep going. I can jump out. I can pull the ripcord. You guys keep flying, but.
Nah.
No, we love you, Bart.
We're together or not at all.
The show is not the same without
you. Give her a microphone. Let's keep going.
you have a third person to jump in my stead. I give her full.
I like full, this one. Hold on. This is a good one. If any. All right. If any wild animal could be tamed, what would you want as a pet? I feel like that's a good way for us to close today's show. And Tyler, I just have a feeling you've thought about this before.
I really have.
I knew it.
But Bart, go ahead. Courtesy, Bart, I need to hear your answer.
I'm torn because it would either be a bear or a tiger for sure. Because both of those things, I always, when I see them, I'm like, God, I just want to hug one. Like a real bear, like a big full size, like grizzly bear or a tiger. Like a full size, sinewy. No, not in the, like what?
Like the Revenant. Yeah.
I mean, listen, I've hugged a few bears in my life. Hey now. But no, I really like.
This show's gone off the rails today.
One of them is, well.
Hey. Watch yourself, sir.
He looked at me.
I knew where you were going. I knew where you were going.
He looked at me.
See, you're in the room with.
He looked at me.
You're in the room with Dad. I don't have to see his face.
We have Bart and I have fans for a reason. Okay, there's a very specific reason. We wear polos. We have beards. We're above 250 pounds. No. And we spike our hair up.
Tiger. It would just,
tiger.
Yeah, big cat. Big cat. I love cats. I would love to have a big cat. Yeah.
I've never thought about this question. I'm going to go with something just ridiculous. I'm trying to think. An elephant.
Lemur.
An elephant.
A ringtail.
I want
lemur.
A backyard elephant. That's what I want. That is. I could ride it around. That's not in my. I'm on the HOA board. I could get that to where they allow it. So we don't allow like a garden snake, but we'll allow pygmy elephants. Are there pygmy elephants? Pygmy hippo. I'm going. Pygmy hippo is
no,
my. I saw them
no.
at the San Diego. They're awesome.
No.
Pygmy hippo or a wombat. A fair hairy nose wombat. Looks just like my dog.
I was trying to think of something silly and I couldn't.
Mine aren't silly. Hairy nose wombat or pygmy hippo. Both are cute. They kind of look like my dog. I have a French bulldog, so they're kind of like the same vein. But that's it. All right, Bart. I feel like we've accomplished a lot today.
Bart, what'd you have for lunch?
I think so. I had a weird lunch. I had some leftover pulled pork and I had some steamed cauliflower with cheddar sauce.
It is weird.
So Chicago's best pulled pork.
It was good, though. It was a good combo. It tasted really good. It was low-cal, so there you go.
Well, I'm proud of you because we got to go fit the Universal rides.
That's right. That's right. And I got to be able to get that tray table down on a Southwest flight. And at the current fighting weight, I'm not sure it would be level.
I feel the same. They're like, do I get that fast pass for Flight of Passage or should I wait until the October trip? Let's just see. Yeah. All right. But did you eat yet?
I did. I'll confess this. I texted a mutual friend of all of ours today and said, be brutally honest with me. Based on what you saw of me a few months ago, would I fit on Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey? And he wrote back, probably not. I was like, all right, right on.
I don't think that's true.
I don't have a park ticket.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I'm sure I know this friend of ours, and unless he's just a jerk, he's wrong. I mean, I fit on it. We're not much.
Listen.
Like, they all stand kind of a big boy.
I'm very broad, though, and I don't just mean my sense of humor. Hello. I've got a broad chest. I got broad shoulders. I've had trouble just getting things over my shoulders, like those roller coaster harnesses.
Yeah, I had a problem with that. They have to put me in the Hulk big seat because of my shoulders. Because if you look at a picture of me on a roller coaster, it looks like I'm 7 feet tall compared to everyone else because it's like my height is all from my waist up, tiny little legs. So I look ridiculous. I always look just like this giant on top. See, that's why when you're on the show, we'll just even it out. It'll be fine. Me, you, and Tim, you'll never know. Great. Did you eat?
I only had breakfast. I had a late breakfast. I ate somewhere I've never eaten before, Biscuit Love in the Gulch.
Yeah, not bad.
Your arteries harden just by saying the name.
Yeah.
And
I've had their truck before. It's good.
Man, you know what? It lived up to the hype. Yeah. I will definitely be back. I had biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs with cheese, and bacon as black as my shoe leather, which is what I wanted.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's it. I prefer the burnt bacon as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and,
really? See, I like it chewy. I like it almost trichinosis style.
That's disgusting. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard. No, I want mine. Like, if I get microwavable bacon, it's like, put it in an extra 3 minutes.
Heck yeah, buddy.
There you go. So we're on the burnt bacon train over here.
Logan,
What was on the menu?
I've had nothing yet. What? I got done with one radio show. I came in to do this one. Now Scare Zone is next. I'm not going to have a voice by the end of the show. But no, I haven't eaten yet. I'm going to grab some food after this. I think they catered. They brought in, I think, like Jason's Deli, which is like, okay. Or Jonathan's maybe. It's like, all right.
This
like,
podcast not brought to you by Jason's Deli.
Brought to you by Biscuits
Deli.
Love. Jason's Deli. I'm gonna tell you, no offense, though, not my favorite.
It's not mine
really?
Either, actually.
I'll give Jason's Deli a free plug all day. You ever had their muffaletta sandwich?
I don't. It is good. I feel weird ordering a muffaletta sandwich every time. It's like, unless I'm in like New Orleans.
So good. And if you get the full size, it's the size of a birthday cake.
They are huge. They are gigantic.
For a couple of days. So.
I just want Bart to go off and tell these stories and go off on a tangent. So that way it's his fault that Bart, it runs over.
You ever, exactly. You ever been in a grocery store and bought a birthday cake not on your birthday because you're like, I'm an adult. I'll buy a birthday cake.
I think we've had that conversation.
I think so, too.
All right. We're wrapping.
Okay, fine. Goodbye. Do we learn anything?
Do we ever learn anything?
No, we don't do that anymore.
We learned that Logan and I are going to be at the opening night of Halloween Horror Nights. Yes. So please, if you see us, say hi. If you want to meet up,
if you wear
Finnegan's or even somewhere on City Walk.
Yeah, if you're going to be there, let us know. I don't know what this like media tour, like what it means, whether we can just like walk around at all or if it's like we're like in a herd. But if I see you in a shirt, I was going to say I'll buy you a drink, but then again, we sold like hundreds of shirts. That could be a problem. If I see you in a shirt, I will give you a two sweet. I will give you a high five.
What about BLT shirts?
That's about it. Maybe I don't know.
If I see you in an Ears of Steel shirt, I'll definitely buy you a drink because there's only about three of those out there.
Yeah, exactly. So I should wear one.
And I own half of them.
And I have one.
There you go. We'll switch. We'll wear each other's shirt and then we'll confuse people. But all right, well, that's what we learned, which wasn't much. We learned that Logan needs to go eat, so we're going to wrap it, and I got to go do business
Logan
things.
Logan secretly wants a Deathly Hallows tattoo.
I thought about it.
Yeah, I'd be in with that. I want one, too. It's not even a secret.
I thought about getting a hidden Mickey tattoo right there.
I wish I knew where he was pointing.
Is it like a mole?
I'd rather imagine.
You're like that.
I'm going to imagine.
No, like a little, like the three circle Mickey. Back to like, boom, and then it's
like
there.
A beauty mark.
Or maybe like the white, like Lindsay Lohan gets tattoo. There you go.
For a fallen homie.
So we'll get that together one night when it just gets rough.
No, like, we each of us gets our face. Like, I'm going to get Bart's face real huge on my back.
I get your face then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Bart gets your face, right?
Bart gets his face. He's like, oh, you have a tattoo of yourself. That's cool. You're like Steve-O. Oh, it's just
let's just get all three of us with BLT underneath. Yeah.
Yeah. The only tattoo I've thought about recently is we got to let Bart go. Never mind. We'll talk about that next time. Bart, have a great rest of your week, buddy.
Bart, I love you.
I love you, boys. And folks, we love you. And guess what? We hope you enjoyed your lunch. Goodbye, gang.